Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jeff Stevens from CrazyDadLife.com, the website dedicated to busy parents just like you, just like me, balancing our family and our careers while also trying to build something amazing online in our off hours. This is a special audio sequence of short form content that I'm doing over the 12 days leading up to Christmas, sort of like the 12 days of Christmas, but this is the 12 days of social media Christmas. And each day leading up to Christmas, I'm going to hit you with new episodes with quick hitting valuable information that's also actionable. And the intent here is that, well, I'm just going to give you this content right inside your Twitter feed or your Facebook feed, so you'll be able to listen to it right there and without having to go out and listen to an entire episode. So far, if you've been keeping track, I've covered things such as domain name tips, podcast promotion, powerful words you can use for your online platform, and the often forgotten LinkedIn, what makes your content likable, and also music for your online platform. Today, I want to talk about Google+. Following along with the song, the sixth day is Six Geese A-Laying. And since I talk about online business and social media, I'm going to switch it up. And this is going to be Six Google+ Waning. And what do I mean there? Well, Google+, to me, as a user of the service, has been fading over the last few months and you know, probably 6 months to a year that I've used it. It's just not the same platform, or it never really lived up to what I expected it to be. And quite frankly, right now, I'm barely even using the platform. The TechCrunch, if you saw recently, they posted an article detailing Google+ and calling it the Walking Dead. The New York Times had a story about it being a ghost town. And even the guy that was actually behind the movement at Google and who came up with the Google+ platform has left the company. And then just recently, Chris Messina, if you know Chris Messina, he's actually the guy that invented hashtags. Well, he blasted the social network on Medium. So if you wanted to go read that, you know, go over to medium.com, look up Chris Messina, or just Google Chris Messina and Medium, and you can go read the article. But he used to work for Google, and he was working on the Google+ project as well, and he blasted it as well. So it just seems like Google+ has just lost its way. Like I said, I barely use the service. I'll go out from time to time and post articles for input or for engagement from people on Google+. And it just seems like every group I go into or every community that I belong to, it's just a stream of people posting stuff without any true engagement. Once in a while, you may get a plus one. Once in a while, you may get somebody to comment on something, but you just don't get the same sort of engagement that you'll see on Twitter or that you'll see on Facebook. And a lot of people thought Google+ was going to be a true competitor to Facebook, but it just never really lived up to it. So what are your thoughts? You know, do you think Google+ is done? I mean, how much are you actually using Google+ within your online platform marketing efforts? You know, how much do you actually use the platform? I'd love to hear what you have to say. You know, you can hit me on Twitter at CrazyDadLife, and I'd just like to get your view on it. Make sure that you're on the lookout for tomorrow's content. If you're listening on Twitter right now, it's very easy. You just follow me at CrazyDadLife, and you'll be able to see it right in your Twitter feed. On Facebook, you can head over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/CrazyDadLife. And of course, if you're using your podcast player and downloading it like any other podcast, you can just subscribe to the show. And if you are trying to build something amazing online in your off hours, I'd love to have you over at CrazyDadLife.com. When you get over there, there's also a free offer. I have the Crazy 8 tools that I use to navigate my daily chaos. So if you go over there, you can enter your email and I'll send you the link to download that copy of the Crazy 8 tools. And it's basically free tools that you should be using as an entrepreneur or as a busy parent just to get through the craziness that is part of all of our days. And as I close out this show, just like I close out every show with your family, with your career, and with your side hustle, stay engaged. And stay thirsty.